A serious illness or recent death in the family affects more college students than most people may think.
There's kind of a joke that at finals time, everybody's grandmother is dying.
Eileen Knoppe is a professor of human development at UW-Green Bay. She's co-authored a survey going out to all faculty and staff to gauge their experiences with students who actually are grieving. In a 2007 survey of students, Knoppe found 47% of them had a family member die in the previous 2 years.
Almost 20% had experienced multiple deaths. So we had students writing out that within 1 year, my grandfather died, my father was diagnosed with cancer and died, and I lost an aunt. And we don't think about students suffering these losses because a campus is so youth-oriented and youth-focused.
Knoppe says grieving students may be late with assignments or skip classes. Plus, she says instructors may not grant extensions or incompletes because they don't know what's going on.
We have an ethic here in Northeast Wisconsin that, you know, you suck up your problems and you don't tell anybody. So there's a strong ethic yet of intense privacy when it comes to mental health issues.
When the survey is complete, Knoppe hopes to put together guidelines for faculty on how they can help students grieve and still finish their degrees on time. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.